He's going to call for stricter gun laws again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden's in Buffalo, New York. His first stop at a memorial outside the scene of Saturday's supermarket massacre.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden laying flowers down and taking a moment of silence to just reflect on this tragedy and to remember the people who lost their lives here as this community continues to grieve.
He is now meeting with victims' families, law enforcement, and first responders. The accused white gunman murdered 10 people, wounded 3, almost all of them black.
First opening fire in that parking lot, then continuing the rampage inside of the very busy store. Investigators calling this tragedy a crime fueled by hate, saying that he targeted these people because of the color of their skin.
Fox's Alexis Mayak Adams in Buffalo. The FDA has just authorized a COVID vaccine booster shot for kids 5 to 11 years old. Pfizer's version is the only one okayed for that age group. The CDC will next consider it. More than 100 million Americans have had at least one booster shot. 12 million of them have had a second. As COVID cases rise, more than double what they were a month ago. Voters are casting their ballots in 5 states with a key Republican Senate race in Pennsylvania.
I'm confident we have the momentum. I also think we have the right message. It's an upbeat, we can do it message.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, after voting this morning, he's the Trump-backed candidate, but Dave McCormick says he's better experienced.
Once you win, who can actually go to Washington and make a difference on day one?
Kathy Barnett surged lately to make it a three-way race, facing new questions, though, about her being at a rally on January 6th last year, though she did not go to the Capitol, and tells Fox.
The media is smearing my name and sowing seeds of disinformation in order to suppress my vote and steal this election from me.
John Fetterman is the Democratic frontrunner for that Pennsylvania Senate seat. Americans spent more in April. Retail sales rose just shy of 1% over March, though some of that was just us paying inflated prices. At the gas pump, a new record high today. AAA puts national average for regular at $4.52 a gallon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Finland's parliament has approved joining NATO, taking another step out of concern about the risk its neighbor Russia poses.
Sweden's prime minister and Finland's president are both meeting with President Biden Thursday at the White House. The leaders, press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says, will discuss Finland's and Sweden's NATO applications and European security. Lawmakers in Finland and Sweden are moving ahead with a process of joining the NATO alliance in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland shares an 800-mile border with Russia. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, the U.S. is closer to sending another $40 billion in aid to Ukraine, weapons and humanitarian assistance. The Senate last night advanced a House-approved bill with many Republicans joining Democrats, overruling other Republicans who fear it's too costly. A final Senate vote may come later this week. The Biden administration is lifting travel restrictions on Cuba put in place during the Trump era, and it is now permitting U.S. investment in a Cuban company.
Not in 60-some-odd years of a strict trade embargo has the U.S. Treasury Department granted licenses to U.S.-based financiers to send capital to Cuban-based businesses. That's changing today. The Biden administration will allow an American investor to send no more than $25,000 to an approved entrepreneur in communist-ruled Cuba. Investment in Cuban businesses is still seen as risky due to the lack of protection of private enterprise in Cuba, where the Communist Party is known for seizing foreign funds. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
There is buying on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up almost 200 points. The NASDAQ is gaining 145. The S&P 500, 40 points higher, although also on the rise. The price of oil up another half dollar today. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.